This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, the real legislators are on stage. Listen to what Plato, quoted by Grote, this is all referenced and accredited to none other than Donald J.A., History of Western Music in 1973, page 8, by the way. He said, "Let me make the songs of a nation. I care not who makes it law, its laws." And it sounds a lot like what Socrates was accredited for saying as well. "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." Let me say that again. "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes the laws, for I will control its people." Do you remember yesterday, friends, we were talking about the massive explosions that rocked British concerts? Bodies everywhere, fatalities confirmed. It was huge. You could feel it in your chest. Isn't it interesting that these people over in Britain are being attacked by those that their corrupt representatives are actually advocating their residency within the country to only plunder and destroy? We're seeing the same thing here in America today. But what I want to highlight really quick, just to go back to the point that these are the real legislators. Folks, isn't it interesting? We all know who Kate Perry is, right? You know, Kate Perry, the little Christian girl who sold her soul, and she told the world that she sold her soul. She's the daughter of two missionaries that sold their souls along with their little daughter that is being used to corrupt other people's kids that allow their kids to watch this corruption come out of these people, folks. These hypocrites. "He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not him." Oh, one more thing. Do you remember Kate Perry as well, friends? At the Grammy sometime back with her witchy performance. Remember when she sang her new song Dark Horse? Again, this once self-proclaimed Christian put herself up to be burned at the cross. And by the way, friends, this is how heretics are martyred. And friends, what I want to do is I want you to hear, because you can't make this stuff up, America. I mean, this is being stuck on stupid on purpose, and she's making a choice to do so. This is the woman that's talking about what took place over in England, namely Britain, friends, concerning that blast that took place by the Muslims that infiltrated. She has some groundbreaking solutions to the Islamic terrorism problem throughout the world. Listen to this carefully, friends. This is Kate Perry.
All the weird stuff that goes around on the internet, which is, you know, sometimes a great place, but an absolute, you know, underbelly mob pit of horribleness.
Right.
I think, like, the greatest thing that we can do now is just unite as people, as, like, fan bases, all of it, you know? Because I think, like, there, like, as much, you know, whatever we say behind people's backs, because the internet can be a little bit ruthless as far as fan bases go, but I think that the greatest thing we can do is just unite and love on each other and, like, no barriers, no borders. Like, we all need to just coexist.
True.
We just
happened
last night.
Coexist.
All the more reason why we need to have big fun concerts.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
It's kind of interesting how that works out. They tried to ruin one, but actually it made the ones in our future more important.
You know, if this gets out to anyone, I just want to say that I love all of you out there, and I just know that, like, some of our fan bases kind of go both ways. You know, Ari's fans are my fans, and my fans are Ari's fans, and, like, we're just all loving on each other, and we should just stay loving on each other.
So, once again, something as devastating as this actually has so many wonderful things that come out of it.
Oh, yeah, just wonderful things that come out of this. And here we're hearing from Kate Perry. Let's coexist. I wonder if... do you think, Franz, do you think maybe that Kate Perry, do you think she has a fence around her yard? Do you think she has bodyguards protecting her from those fans that she declares that she loves so much, that she wants to indoctrinate with her ignorance, friends, that we need to just coexist? I think what we need to do concerning the likes of Kate Perry and others that are being used to legislate, folks, immorality throughout the globe, because that's exactly what they're doing. They are defined as useful idiots in so many different categories, friends, said Vladimir Lenin. But I suggest what we do is we get her a one-way ticket to coexist in the Middle East with those that she loves so much. And isn't it interesting how she just throws this love out there, and this love that she talks about appeals to the flesh and not to the spirit, man? Because love doesn't withhold the truth. It tells the truth. You can't coexist with people that want to take you out. And again, taking this step further, we understand the global are simply using these groups, the Muslims and the homosexuals and the atheists and the likes of Kate Perry and Ari Grande and others like Madonna and so on and so forth. You know what? If that's the case, girls, then let's just send you over there. Let's give it a trial run and tell us how it works out as you coexist with those that you love so much. And we'll see how long it lasts, friends. Love tells the truth. And by the way, love is the fulfilling of God's moral law. Not without law, but these are the definition of the workers of lawlessness. And this is why the love of many waxeth cold in so many throughout. Especially people that subject themselves to this ignorance. Again, this is Kate Perry's groundbreaking solution to the Islamic terrorism problem. Let's just be more lawless and let's call it love and see how it works out for all of us. Well, the question I'd lay to you, Kate Perry, is how did it work out at the massive explosion that took place in Britain just yesterday? How did that work out for those kids that were killed? So it is reported. How did it work? Did they coexist with the little boy that wanted to go in there who was distorted in his mind because he's been feeding on the doctrine of devils? And what does he do at length? Well, he wants to coexist too, but he wants to kill everybody that exists with him. So he thinks he can go to Allah in heaven and rejoice when in fact he's now in hell finding out what the people are trying to warn him as to the warnings that he would not listen to. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. No, now he's in hell, understanding that he's been lied to, just like the rest of the people that drink this sort of Kool-Aid. America, we need to understand the likes of Kate Perry, Ari Grande, others, Madonna, so on and so forth. These are the real legislators, and they're using these before they use the corrupt politicians. And what they do is they begin to advocate what those behind corruption are attempting to advocate. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Are you under the influence? I'm just curious. We'll be right back on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over onto our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, capital D-E-A-N. Check it out. And if you'd like to check out our Twitter account, please do so. For what it's worth, our Twitter account is Bradley Dean, one double E, Bradley Dean, one double E. Again, love hearing from you, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. Check it out. Exodus 20, the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods. We follow the Christ here in every step of the way, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jesus Christ is the one that fulfilled that law, by the way. Amen. And he is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. Folks, we were just talking about this major blast yesterday, and we were talking about who the terrorists are and who's contriving these crimes and creating this domestic insurrection. And then today we find out Kate Perry, a real legislator who's being used as a useful idiot, said Vladimir Lenin, to the extreme, and how her great her groundbreaking solution to Islamic terrorism is to coexist. You can't make this stuff up. And folks, what I highlighted during the first segment was what Socrates and Grote and others had said. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people. Do you think that you're not under the influence? Let me share something with you, friends. You are in one way or another. Rest assured. I know everyone loves music. As a matter of fact, let me ask you, what's the first thing that you do after you start your car? Most people turn on the radio. And what's playing in the background at every store, restaurant, or theme park that you visit? Well, music will always be used to move the emotions. In weight rooms, you have heavy driving music. In sports arenas, you have music that gets you excited. And during the Christmas season, you have Christmas music to get you into the spirit to spend your money. And folks, I can go on and on and on and on. So how many could say that music, in truth, before God and man, doesn't influence them or anyone else for that matter? Nobody could. Did you know that the average person listens to 6 hours of music per day? The average teen from the grades of 7 to 12 listens to over 10,500 hours of music. That's almost as many hours as one could go to school from the first grade to graduation. Well, let's take at the word and let's take a look at the definition of the word influence. In Webster's 1828, influence denotes a power whose operation is unseen and known only by the effects. So if music does influence you or society, it affects, and its effects should be very evident. And so they are. Matter of fact, just to prove the point, out of their own mouth, George Harrison of the Beatles stated, "The main thing is to get the kids. Nail you when you're young." I'm talking to all the hippies right now. "The main thing is to get those kids," which are grown-up hippies now, at least physically, "nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then they've got you for the rest of your lives," said George Harrison of the Beatles. He said that during Loose Talk Rolling Stone in 1970. So let's take a step aside and show you how easy it is to brainwash and how it is, in so many different ways, easy to be confused. I want you to answer this simple riddle as I kick it off here for you. A man took off jogging from home. He jogged a little way, took a left, jogged a little way, took another left, jogged a little way, took another left, and then he jogged a little more. And on his way home, there were two masked men waiting for him. Who are those two masked men? 1-866-582-9933. It's not burglars. It's a very easy question, and which can be answered by a kindergartner. Yet I've succeeded in brainwashing most of my listening audience even now. I mean, listen to the analogy one more time and try again. This time, pitcher Barry Bonds just hitting a home run over the right field fence. The answer is the catcher and the umpire. I'm sorry, the umpire. So I deliberately misled you and caused you to think the way that I wanted you to, and I had you believing that the man started jogging from his house. Let's go to Jimi Hendrix really quick. He stated, "Music is a spiritual thing of its own. You can hypnotize people with music, and when you get them at the weakest point, you preach into the subconscious what you want to say." Jimi Hendrix said that before he actually choked on his own vomit and died. He said that in Life magazine, October 3rd, 1969, page 74. What about Gene Simmons, the bass player from Kiss? You know, the guy that likes to stick his tongue way out and lick the air? In a live interview, yes, he was alive, he stated, "I was also aware that you could also say kill, and you know, just somehow this surge would happen." He said that on Cross TV in 2002. If you take it a little bit up more to the present, remember Marilyn Manson? He was the guy that used to go out in front of his audiences, you know, 16 and younger, and he'd rip up a Bible for all the kids to see. Because, of course, he was the role model that corruption wants your kids to emulate. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. But Marilyn Manson said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. To lure people in. Once we got them, we can give them our message." He said that in an interview with Hit Parader, October of 1996, page 28. Now, while on Rage TV, Tom Morello of Audio Slave said, "We are able to seduce some people in the music who then are exposed to a different," listen carefully, friends, "a different political message. I am absolutely blown away by the stupidity of the people, especially those that call themselves artists or musicians, that say, you know, we can't have political talk here." That's all that is given through every one of these so-called artists or pop stars or rock stars or whatever the case may be. Listen again to what Tom Morello said of Audioslave. He said, we're able to seduce some people in by the music, who then are exposed to a different political message. What is the message of 99% of the musicians or artists out there, friends? What are they teaching their audiences? If they're not teaching them blatant Satanism like the Eagles, sexual innuendo, fornication, drug use, cop killing. I mean, the list goes on. What is it? Do you not live politics, you so-called artists and you so-called musicians out there? Hey, people, do you live politics? Therefore, if you do, which you do live politics, you need to get involved in politics because you're up against people like this. But America, are you under the influence of the likes of Tom Morello, Marilyn Manson, Gene Simmons, Jimi Hendrix, or maybe perhaps George Harrison of the Beatles? I mean, this is crazy stuff. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people. Folks, in the Bible, who's the lawless one? His name is the great deluder. His name is Satan. Sons of Belial means sons and daughters of Satan. That's when Scripture brings up the words like Belial, that just to give you a definition so you can understand. And the workers of iniquity are the likes of who we're highlighting right now. The likes of Katy Perry, Madonna, Ariana Grande, so on and so forth. And those are just a couple of the women. That's why I'm highlighting some of the guys even right now. Now, all these musicians are stating the same simple concept that they have a message and they want listeners to get it. I mean, if you ask a school full of kids how many back in the day used to watch MTV, you'll see the whole school population raise its hands. Did you know, friends, Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which incidentally was the first profit-making television station, stated, the strongest appeal you can make, this is what he said, the strongest appeal that you can make is emotionally. He said, if you can get their emotions going, he said, you got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. He said, we own them. Bob Pittman, co-founder of MTV, said, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them. Hey, friends, are you under the influence? So let me go back to Bob Pittman. If Bob Pittman owns his viewers and listeners, you would think that he would care for them as a parent figure and want to see them succeed in life, correct? Yet try and name just three bands that MTV or radio or video today endorses that promote good morals through their music on a consistent basis. Again, I'll say it one more time. Try and name just three bands through media outlets and outsources, friends, that endorse and that promote good morals through their music on a consistent basis. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, Any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about Let Me Write the Music of a Nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. And we're highlighting what just took place in Britain. Massive explosions and terrorism. And now we're talking about Kate Perry, and how her groundbreaking solution to Islamic terrorism is to coexist. Well, folks, I'm highlighting the fact that you're under the influence when you subject yourself to the stupidity of these ignorant Amoses, friends, because literally that's what they are. We're going to take Tom from Baltimore real quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Brad. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees. By the way, I like your baseball analogy. That was really funny. That was good. You're pretty smart for a preacher, man. You know that?
Yeah, thank you, man. The law of truth is in my mouth. Malachi 1.
By the way, you're right on target with MTV. Boy, it didn't take them long to go from music to dictating how young people should live their lives. I was looking at their blog of programming. What's on today for hour after hour after hour until this evening, and it's a show called 16 and Pregnant. So
that's
popularizes the idea of young kids getting pregnant, and then it moves on to Friends. That's such a valuable show.
Well, and you know, And you know what the end aim is, right? Is to get them into an abortion clinic, yep. And what they want to do is they want to break out parental authority from their children. So what happens is they then get their kids, well, it's okay. We grew up in a world, you know, our kids can learn the same way and we overcame. Well, the fact of the matter is your kids are being aimed at and subjected to everything and protected from nothing in a way that you never were. And the point is to indoctrinate them to get impregnated because that's all Hollywood teaches. That's what the musicians are teaching them. And that's what we're talking about now. Once they're impregnated, then they go to public school, and then they're taught that they can go have an abortion without their parents to know about it. So it's a moneymaker for these bureaucracies that are making millions and millions of dollars off the blood money, mob money industry called Planned Parenthood.
Well, I think they also want to change the culture and actually have some of these children born to screwed up children. So you have children raising children, and you have a society that no longer is a society, but just a mob pit, to use that goofy woman's words, of reprobate.
Coexisting.
To use your word.
Yes.
We got something in common.
Yeah.
We can use your words with her. By the way, did you see her performance at the Super Bowl? I think it was a year or two ago with Lenny Kravitz. She looked so whorish. She looked dirty, like I wouldn't want my worst enemy to touch her. Like, if you got near her, you might catch something. She looked horrible. I mean,
I get it. Tom, I wanted to just tell you some personal experience here. One of my friends actually had Kate Perry, before anybody knew who she was, in his studio in Nashville. And she was just coming out of the gate. And, of course, what they like to do is they like to start in the Christian realm, that genre of music. Go to the Christian genre, see if you can succeed there, and then cross over. And what happens is they forget the cross when they cross over. And by the way, that's where they're supposed to be. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at Kate Perry, she sold out every step of the way, all the while knowing exactly what she was doing, Romans 6, Deuteronomy 30:19, and her missionary parents, if you watch some video of them, they went right along. They are christening everything that this little girl is doing. And it's really a sad scenario. But this is the modern-day church in which we see today. It's hypocrisy to the max. And yet they'll sit back. I just talked to some Grammy Award winners last week in Nashville that claimed that they were Christians and that Kate Perry is actually praising God during her lyrics.
Well,
you can't make that up.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
I confronted a woman on the George Snorri show, that goofy late-night show, who said her psychic abilities and forays into the paranormal brought her closer to God, and it was so wonderful. I called up, and I said, by the way, I'm just curious, what God are you referring to? You got to hear this. I'll send you the tape. She laughed in such a wicked way and said, whatever do you mean by that? I said, you know exactly what I mean. What God are you referring to? Are you referring to the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of this world? She said, I'm referring to my God, the God of love, the God of the universe.
Yep.
I said, lady,
yep,
you're such a liar. Her name is Nancy Duterte. And here's what she also, I got her to admit, that she violates the law working with police departments, giving them tips with her psychic abilities. I said, well, you know, that has to, how does it end? You told us how it began, but how does it work out in court? Said, oh, well, we keep that secret. I said, well, you know, that's a Brady violation. You've got to disclose that to the defense. She said, well, I don't care about that. I said, well, and certainly the people do so that they get a fair trial. She said, well, that's not my concern at all. I said, lady, you're saying it all for me. What a fraud you actually are. And by the way, Brad, I'll leave you with this. I know you want to get on with your show. Underneath the MTV block, it's advertising that show that's been quite popular called Better Call Saul, which his tagline is, it's all good. And it's about this lawyer guy who is on hard times, and he's got to commit criminal acts, deceive people, rob people, do all kind of evil things because life is just so hard. So again, culture shaping, you're right on target. And I'll leave you with that.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much for your phone call. I wanted to add a little something to that, too. It's interesting how you were highlighting this woman that was talking about the paranormal, and she's being drawn closer to God. And when you called her, Tom, and said to her, you know, called her out for who she was, what God are you talking about? Keep in mind, they'll adapt themselves to Jesus Christ. And very few people understand this, that Jesus went into the synagogues where people were possessed with devils. And that's where he delivered them. We're in the churches and in the synagogues, friends. Also keep in mind when you go to Mark 5, 6 through 13, it was a man that was possessed of devils. He said, "What?" Jesus said to him, "What's your name?" He said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Keep in mind, those devils went to worship the Christ. They ran towards Jesus to worship the Christ. So, unless you have discerning of spirits, which the Holy Ghost bestows upon His church, and you have a right understanding of the Word of God, because there's two sides to that sword, you're going to be able to identify these lunatics that call themselves Christ when nothing could be further from the truth. That's why it's so important to know the truth, just the same way that you know a politician from a statesperson, because you know what the Constitution says. You can always tell when a stick is crooked, by laying a straight one next to it, and that is my point. And let me give you another analogy. The FBI, the way that they detect counterfeit bills is they study the real ones. And so it is with the Bible and the Constitution, friends. And this is exactly what my friend Tom is talking about right now from Maryland. We got Paul calling from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? This is my smart friend, isn't it?
Well, I thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome. Brad. You owe me lunch for that one, my friend.
If you're ever in Jersey, let me know. I'll buy you lunch.
You got it. I appreciate that.
You know what? I'll use it. I'll use my savings from not having cable. And that's what I want to call about. You know, people pay for this propaganda. They pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, and the way I see it is, and I haven't had cable for a long time, over 15 years, 16 years.
Yeah,
And I did put up an antenna, which, you know, just the costs were cheap, maybe $50. And I have an antenna because I figure, why should I pay to be brainwashed? Let them pay for them to access me to brainwash me. That's the first thought. I mean, when cable came out in the 80s, they said, oh, it's going to be free, no commercials. Mm-hmm. And before you know, I mean, it wasn't going to be free. You pay for it, but there'd be no commercials. Then they started slipping commercials. And, of course, they slipped an agenda all along. Now, when I was younger, I used to like MTV. I liked some of the songs. It was where I went to find out what the new songs were like.
But do you remember, Paul, when it first started out, I was actually in Minot, North Dakota. My brother was in the Air Force, and we were in the barracks. I watched the very first video that was launched from MTV. It was totally innocent. As a matter of fact, when I started seeing some of the stuff that they started throwing down on the young people across the country, globally, as a matter of fact, shortly thereafter, when I started seeing bands like Iron Maiden and these other bands that they were throwing in there, it was, to me, Paul, it was like shocking that there was bands out there that were doing that. But it didn't take them long to turn the corner to begin to demoralize the kids. But that's not at all how it started out, if you remember right.
I do remember, and the reality is I liked it in the beginning, and then they started turning it. Not only they got away from music entirely and got into these living situations and reality TV. It became watching Ozzy Osbourne's family. It didn't even become, you know, music anymore. And definitely, what I think about it is, you know, they could be like, they could have sided up with the Christian rock music they have today. Because I got to tell you, some of that Christian rock music is fantastic. They're really good.
No, I agree.
From what I heard.
You're right. And that's right. Psalm 33, verse 3, yes.
And the reality is, they could be promoting that. They could be promoting wholesome images. You know, Sumner Redstone could be telling these people, no tattoos, no piercings. Or you're not going to get a contract, you're not going to be on my network. And guess what? They would not have tattoos, they wouldn't act like little devils, and they wouldn't be having piercings. And this is what I'm saying. You know, and to think it's about money, it's not about money. If it was about the money, as I said, they'd have the Christian bands on. They'd continue having music. It's not about the money. If it was about the money, remember, in the 90s, some of the neo-Nazi bands were getting a little popular, like Screwdriver, bands like that, right? Mm-hmm. They never played them on MTV. because that's against their agenda. You know, any kind of pro-white nationalism, any of that. They don't want anything to do with that either. So they clearly have a political agenda. They know, and it's not even to make money. It's to propagandize and brainwash kids. That's what it's all for. And that's why it ultimately comes down to the parents, and the blame belongs to their parents. And I would even argue, what are these parents bringing their kids to an Ariana Grande concert in England? You know, the girl who spits on donuts. Right.
Yeah.
In England.
You got about 5 seconds, Paul. Five seconds.
I mean, again, it's the parents. Turn your televisions off, save the money, and put it into your health care.
Always appreciate you, Paul. I really do. And Tom as well. You're just as smart as Paul is. Just want to let you know. Luke 735, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, we'll wait for these guys to turn us down. Thank you. It's absolutely amazing. You can gauge it. Hey, folks, people need to understand that Jesus didn't come into the world to tell the world that everything was okay. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. When the Holy Ghost comes into the world, he brings forth the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And you know what happens? Because people have been taught by the likes of Kate Perry and Madonna and Ari Grande and Mr. Bieber and others, friends, they think that love is equated to man's fallen condition. when in fact it is not. It is in Christ. The Holy Ghost has shed his love. The Bible says he shed his love abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. You have it on the wrong side. The reason I'm bringing this up is I can literally, on a nationwide basis, watch 78 radio shows and the response on our listenership online. I can see how many people are actually tuned into the message. But whenever, this is my point, whenever it gets convicting, all of a sudden people, they get offended. They don't understand that love, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Or even just talking about the way that me and Paul were talking about music and MTV and our friend Tom in Baltimore. They get convicted by that because conviction comes with the message that Christ brought in. And it was repent and believe. That's the message. Not everything's okay. And I'm not going to get off on this God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life because it's not in the scripture. Tell that to the 11 of the 12 disciples that were martyred. Love is always in a demonstration. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believeth upon him, right, and on him, should have everlasting life. What did he do? He showed you his love through the demonstration of the cross and God giving, the Father giving, for God so loved the world that he gave, right? And I'm giving you the truth right now. But most people, friends, they would rather be kissed and betrayed because that's where they call and define love out to be when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. When you look in Scripture, look up Leviticus 19:17. Look in 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, right? Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. The Bible talks about Romans 13, let love be without dissimulation. Remember in Revelations 3, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. That is love, friends, because we know that the book of Timothy tells us that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Which brings me back to the point that I want to lay this on those that still don't hear. Correction is grievous to those that have forsaken the way. You better understand what the Holy Ghost comes to do because he works repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. That's what he comes to do. Jesus, again, didn't come into the world to tell you that everything is okay. He came into the world to tell you to repent before God. Read Exodus 20, Galatians 3, 24. One of the things I wanted to highlight with the conversation I just had with Paul out of New Jersey was this, because he was highlighting this. This is totally true. The modern day Psalm 23. Tell me if this sounds familiar, America. And it's a total perversion of Scripture, by the way. But this is the modern day Psalm 23. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa, it leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul, it leads me in the path of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. And yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Read 1 John 2, also read Psalm 101, verse 3. Now, folks, what I do want to do is I want to highlight another portion of Let Me Write the Music of a Nation I Care Not For Who Writes Its Laws, For I Will Control Its People, and laying to your candor about being under the influence. Because you are, either for the good or for the evil, you are under the influence. And let it be that of the Holy One of Israel. That said, be holy for I am holy, which is a commandment, okay? But in saying that, friends, I wanted to make this one more point because what we're doing is we're highlighting what went on in Britain and how Kate Perry today comes behind and she wants to indoctrinate those that are foolish enough to listen to her stupidities, and stupidities they are. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. Remember, she said she has a groundbreaking solution to Islamic terrorism. She said that let's just bring about no borders, no barriers. Let's just all love each other and coexist. Well, that's never going to happen until it falls under the umbrella of Christ, who is the head of all principality and power. Okay? That's just not going to happen. And that's the church's job, by the way. But what I want you to hear is this, because we're talking about being under the influence. And I want to bring it to today's talking heads, because it's important that you hear this, okay? And I want to talk about morals for a moment, and then I'll make my point, so don't get confused with that. But let's go to Elton John really quick. Elton John, you know the guy that's over in England that married his boyfriend? And he also, with his lover, his husband. Folks, homosexual marriage is never in the history of mankind. It never will be. Okay, I'm just making a mockery out of what these people are attempting to establish, because it will never happen, okay? Because God is not mocked. But he said, Elton John did, "I crave to be loved." He said, "There's nothing wrong with going to bed with someone of your own sex," said Elton John. "I just think people should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats." Rolling Stone, October 7th, 1976, page 17. Also keep in mind, Elton John performs music for numerous Disney and children's movies, just like Madonna. And so this is what he is teaching kids with his lifestyle. I mean, folks, you can't make this stuff up. Now, let me take it to the point that I wanted to make. If you go to Elton John, okay, you know how immoral he is. He's probably a really cool guy. But the fact of the matter is he is a very confused reprobate that is making the choice to commit abomination before God, okay? He's making a choice. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day before you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live." Now, I want to take this to what's going on today. We all know who Rush Limbaugh is, okay? And I also, by the way, I'm friends with his brother, and I'm not so much capping on Rush as I am capping on, well, you know what, I am, but I want to make it clear as to how I'm saying this. I'm not doing this disrespectfully on purpose. I'm simply highlighting what the American people to the equation of 20 million people listen to every day. I just told you that Elton John said that "I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with someone of your own sex. I just think people should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats." Again, he said that Rolling Stone, October 7th, 1976, on page 17. But did you know that Elton John performed at Rush Limbaugh's wedding, and Rush Limbaugh paid him $1 million? You know, what comes to my aid, friends, is when the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. And the Bible clearly tells us to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. And it also says in the book of Amos chapter 3, verse 3, "How can two walk together unless they be agreed?" Now, when I highlight many of these talking heads, I want you to understand that Rush Limbaugh would be the definition of a conservative to 20 million people in this country. Look who he joined together with to perform at his wedding. And if you sit there and try to rationalize what I just said, you better understand that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Don't sit there and tell me how you're a Christian and you can just accept this and even pay $1 million to an individual that married his boyfriend and they adopted a baby together that are attempting to normalize what God calls an abomination. And if you attempt to rationalize it, do understand you're not in union with Christ, just to make it real clear. And don't call God your friend. God is angry with the wicked every day. And don't think for one moment that he's okay with those that advocate what he condemns. Because that's like going to Arlington Cemetery during a funeral and advocating the people that killed his son. Or their son. both in the natural and in the spiritual, because there is no equal ground there. Folks, we're going to pick up Under the Influence again, part two tomorrow on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya!
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.